Making After School Cool.
Welcome to the Making After School Cool podcast, the link between research, practice, and theory for those who are interested in the activities youth are involved with during non-school hours. The Making After School Cool podcast is produced by Case for Kids, Division of Harris County Department of Education. And I'm your host, Mike Wilson. When you think of the type of students participating in debate tournaments, what are the first adjectives that come to mind? In many cases, a vision of a high-achieving student from a middle-class to wealthy background, living in the suburbs, and parents with post-secondary education. Seldom do we think of low-economic students living in urban settings who will be the first in their families to go to college. In fact, research conducted by Dr. Palaveri Banjari on factors linked to underachievement of disadvantaged students in schools states there are persisting gaps in academic achievement and college readiness in urban public school districts, especially among the lower-income and minority students of color. However, in most cases, there are limited extracurricular programs which improve the academic outcome for lower-income and minority students in secondary school settings. So, to answer this need, 4 years ago, Case for Kids launched the Case Debates program. In collaboration with the Houston Urban Debate League, better known as HUDL, students in Harris County now have the opportunity to be introduced to debate and, more importantly, join debate teams on their campuses. This has had a positive impact, particularly on districts that serve a high population of African American and Latino Hispanic students. The outcome of a recent study of students in Houston schools conducted by Coe and Muzak revealed urban students participating in debate had higher grade point averages, performed better on standardized tests, and were more likely to meet College Board benchmarks for college readiness than comparable non-debate students. So, to speak on managing an urban debate program while dealing with COVID-19 restrictions is my guest, Tony Candice. Tony is the coordinator of the Case Debates program since its inception and has been with Case for Kids for the last 6 years.
Hi, I'm Tony Candice. I'm a project coordinator here at Harris County Department of Education, Case for Kids, and I specifically work with the Case Debates project.
Hi, Tony. Welcome to our Making After School Cool podcast. Could you provide our listeners with background information regarding Case Debates?
So, Case Debates started with, it's pretty much a partnership that we have. So the Houston Urban Debate League, which is a nonprofit, was interested in expanding debate opportunities to high school students across Harris County. They already had a partnership with the Houston Independent School District, HISD, maybe about 10 years or so, 9 years before they actually approached HCDE with this idea and concept, which within Case, we were looking to expand opportunities as well to high school students. So I think the timing was very well. So in mirroring the similar collaborative, HCDE, Case for Kids, formed a partnership with HUDL and to provide opportunities to high school students and schools across Harris County. They get access to free with no entry debate tournaments, that's transportation to events, and also help with actually how to teach debate and understand the format and the structures of debate. And so those are all actually provided at no cost to the student, to families, to the schools, or the districts that participate in the program.
In your opinion, what are some of the benefits for students to get involved with debate?
So I think that there's a lot of benefits offered to students who do debate. The ability, of course, is to work collaboratively with others. They get to express their voice. And then, of course, debate also looks very well on a college resume. And it gives students an opportunity to meet and be around like-minded people. Contrary to belief about debaters is that they like to speak all the time and they're very comfortable about speaking in public. But we do have some debaters that tend to be more introverted, but they want to be able to express their thoughts. So through debate, it gives them an opportunity to learn how to succinct their thoughts, not just through writing, but also through speaking as well. I've noticed that the longer students participate in debate, the faster that they are at synthesizing information and actually coming up with pretty balanced list of solutions to resolve such challenges. So these are all great transferable skills and preparation for students, you know, preparing to go to college, and then also that will carry on into their career as well.
The 2020 and 2021 school year has been a little bit difficult due to the COVID-19 pandemic. What would you say were some of your obstacles, and what were things you were able to accomplish despite all of these obstacles?
So I would say that one of the main obstacles is that we weren't able to meet in person. So we had to transition our debate program online. Early last year, we kind of had some ideas that this might be the direction that we were going to go into. So I met with a lot of the students and the coaches and others in the debate community about the potential for gaps and what needed to be addressed in preparation of transferring into an online space. So with their recommendations in mind, I was able to build an online program. I would say with everything in regards to technologies and those type of glitches, we did have those hurdles, but we were able to meet those challenges. We're okay with that. But I would say one of the largest obstacles was probably trying to build a sense of community online. And this is just not to say necessarily with debate. I think probably everyone who transitioned to something online that's traditionally done in person probably had this problem. So what I tried to do to help build the sense of community was using a lot of SEO techniques. So more so like starting the day off, communicating with everyone, just asking everyone to try to bring their best selves, whatever that may be in that moment, and it's okay. And then also just to, you know, encourage the students to communicate and check in with their debate partners and with their coaches. So, you know, these were uncertain times, right, that everyone's going through. So communication was very important. And so we're all here, we're all together. So if you need to reach out or you need to talk to someone, we're all here. So I would say that was something that we had to really build on and kind of re-emphasize every time that we met.
I know just working with you and following some of the success that the Case Debates program has had over the years, some kids have had the opportunity of debating nationally. Some kids have been enrolled in some really prestigious colleges and universities. Based on those success, what are your hopes for the future regarding possibly establishing more debate teams or expanding the Case Debates program?
Yeah, so my hope for the future and of this program is sustainability and growth. That's something that's very important, is to make sure that debate is sustained and that we expand on our opportunities that we have for students. So like you mentioned, more teams, more schools, more opportunities for students to express their voice and to develop that. Partnerships, of course, and the ability to travel to other programs. Debate is an activity that's done pretty largely. It's not just something that's done nationally here in the States, it's also done internationally. And so my hopes is that, you know, Case Debates is able to expand more into those spaces where students have the opportunity to travel and they're able to meet other people. And then also internships as well is very important for them to get an opportunity to figure out what fields that they want to do and kind of do a little bit more exploring before they fully get into college, but they have a chance to develop themselves prior to that and really utilize their high school years doing so.
Finally, do you have any other comments or thank yous and shout outs that you would like to share?
Yes, of course. So I always want to thank our HCD Board of Trustees and our Superintendent, Mr. Colbert, the Huddle Board, of course, Case for Kids staff like you. Thank you for sharing this space with me. And Noddle, and of course, all of our Case Debates coaches, alumni, judges, and contractors. I mean, you know, Case Debates is a project that you really just don't do it alone. It takes a full team of people to do, whether they're in your office, they work for your organization or not. It's definitely a community-wide supported type of activity.
Well, Tony, thank you for taking some time to be our guest on this week's Making After School Cool podcast, and we wish you continued success as you continue to build on the Case Debates program.
Thank you so much.
Making After School Cool.
Tony, thank you so much for being our guest on this episode of the Making After School Cool podcast, where our topic was managing an urban debate league with COVID restrictions. As always, I want to thank our listeners for joining us for this episode, and please join us for future broadcasts as we continue to explore topics relevant in the out-of-school time field.